Introduction. Why you should read this book and what it is about. This book is about an entrepreneur's quest for answers, answers that when being asked and thought about, could be found within one's self. I believe you will enjoy it no matter who you are, and at what place you are in your life. It's written in a way to inspire and educate you, the reader, to be supportive, competitive, challenging, and fun. It will give you a new perspective on life, and I assure you that you will learn how to improve and get more out of your life. Why I wrote this book. It all started with a closed community talk for entrepreneurs called Zenergy Talks. In my quest to write a speech on outside-the-box thinking, I found myself wildly riddled with deep feelings and questions, constantly arguing with myself as I was searching for answers. Instead of just accepting things as they were and moving on as most people I know would, I started to think back on my life to find out why I was operating the way I did. My initial goal with this book was for me to learn more about myself, but I soon realized that there was so much more that could be of value to a greater audience than just one person. Why would I struggle to find answers, and then keep all my findings to myself when it could be of value to other people? In this book, I will explain more about how I did this, and how you can follow in my footsteps to find answers to the questions you carry on your shoulders. Learn more about yourself. Find out why you work the way you do, why you make the decisions you make, and how you can do even better in the future by knowing about specific and unique functions and abilities that you possess. But books should be interesting, educating, surprising, inspiring, and also have a clear path or the so-called thin red line to follow. Preferably, also have a structure that makes the chapters blend together in a good way. Just like in the winter when the raindrops falling from the sky turn to snow and every snowflake forms in a unique shape, I wanted to do something unique, something that could be easier to digest and to make use of. I decided to write this book in a way that fits me best and not how it's expected to be done. I wrote everything that came up in my mind and then I picked out the parts that I thought would be of interest to you as a reader. In addition to contemplating, I have always been working on preparing myself for my next challenge every day by reading topic-related books that I find interesting. I have also enjoyed and often been inspired by the various talks on the well-known site TED.com and even ended up performing on the TED stage multiple times with my own TED Talks. If you would like to see them, just go over to www.carlilrud.com and subscribe to the news feed to know about where I speak next and to see the recorded presentations. Introduction. Hulu first versus the last impression. As the first exercise of this book, I want you to do the following. Look at this picture and try to write a bullet list of 5 to 10 points that describe the person in the image. Write down the first thought that comes to your mind and don't overdo it, just let your inner voice speak to you and write it down. Save this as a piece of paper inside the book or take a photo of what you just wrote down, as we will get back to it again later on in the book. First section. Getting started. Write your own book. How I wrote this book. No limits. The structure. Write your own book. Q. How can I share everything I have learned and inspire the world? My thoughts around this. When I started writing this book, I discussed this project with a friend of mine. After just a few words, however, he stopped me to say that he was going to work on writing a book himself and that there were a few things that I was talking about that might end up in his book as well. He wanted to make sure that as he would be writing about some similar stuff, I wouldn't later feel that he copied from my book. I told him straight away that I would be honored to see my thoughts inspire and empower him. I truly hope that every one of you who is reading this book considers writing your own book. I will even help you get started on your own book by sharing my methods throughout the journey of this book. We are not talking about publishing the book yet. That is something that comes later if you even feel that is something of interest to you. Instead, start by writing your questions and thoughts down and you will see how the things that you have been pondering upon for years start to structure and line up in order. You will be amazed as you find that your mind becomes less cluttered, and you start operating like a well-oiled engine. Clue. First, try to find some questions that you may have kept to yourself or questions that you may not have even asked yourself yet without focusing on the answers. Give it a try. Start by thinking about one thing. Let's start with a couple of easy examples. 1. How can you find more inspiration? Change your route home from work to have other impressions in your everyday life. 2. What are your comfort zones? What steps did you always want to take but were afraid to do so? Quit your job to do what you've always dreamt of doing? Start your own business? Figure out what makes you different from other people? Learn to do something that you never thought of doing? 3. What put you in the position you are in today? What were the circumstances you have faced and how did you choose to deal with them? 4. What made you evolve from being a child to the person you are today?